Audio boo, audio boo, you gotta gimme an audio boo. Hey there, this is a boo for Gavin, or as I also know him, Jeep 4x4 Bear. And he's asked for people to relay their 9/11 stories for him for his podcast. And I can remember quite vividly still what happened on 9/11. Waking up, because I usually listen to the Bob and Tom show, because two funny morning DJs on syndication, and I found them, well, I still find them very, very funny, but normally I wake up to comedy, and that morning I'd woken up, and California time, keep in mind, so the events, the two planes had already crashed by the time I woke up. The buildings hadn't fallen yet, but both planes had hit the two buildings. And I remember them not being on and said it was news. So I immediately got out of bed and ran to my TV and turned it on and was just astounded watching the images of the two World Trade Centers just smoking, billowing smoke coming out of them. I went to work. I was working at a reservation call center for Yosemite National Park. And every day when the phones started up at 7 a.m. California time, we had like 26 people on the floor and 30 backup lines. So once every person on the floor got a phone call, then each of the backup lines would fill up. And pretty much you'd see within 30 seconds all the backup lines with people on hold. So ran to work, and we had a TV in the break room, and we were watching it, just watching this tragedy unfold. And our supervisor said, okay, we got to get on the phones. We're about to open up in a couple of minutes. So we all got to the phones, and we're sitting there, and 7 o'clock hit, and there was one phone call. One person got a phone call. The other 25 of us on the floor, nothing. The backup lines, nothing. One phone call, because all of America was transfixed on what was going on. And that was the first time that that had ever happened. And they positioned the TV so we could... they positioned the TV at the door of the break room so we could watch it from the floor. And I remember watching the buildings go down and just... being in shock, in total shock. And then the powers that be realized that we weren't going to get any sales today. Nobody cared about camping at Yosemite today. There was something much bigger going on. And so they first asked for volunteers if anyone wanted to go home, and I was just in an emotional shock. I'm a very empathetic person, and for me to take in that tragedy with just eating away at my soul. And I remember going home and just sitting there watching the TV all day. I called friends over, and I decided I needed some community building spirit. So we had an impromptu potluck at my house that night, and people came over and we just cooked food and we talked, and it was just trying to find a glimmer of hope in this so tragic of a day. So yeah, that's what I did on 9/11, and I just can't believe that it happened. It still just shocks me to the core today. So there you go, Gavin. I hope you've I don't want to say enjoyed this audio boo. There's not a whole lot of enjoyment here, but I hope this helps you. All right. Talk to you all later on a happier note. Until then, gimme an audio boo.